Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to first to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Clift reaches second base with a double. Mills moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. DeSotel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene DeSotels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSotels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nonnenkamp. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nonnenkamp. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. McQuinn moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Clift moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Mills reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner bunts beyond first. McQuinn can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Desodles moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Desodles moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desodles scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wagner, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Mills moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.